Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Look who it is. It's us doing Between You and Us for the first time in months.
I'm so really sorry. Everyone's yelling at me all the time about it.
It's terrible, right?
Actually, there's maybe 4 people who wanted it, but...
Christina, the way we're getting emails still for Between You and Us, please. Y'all are wonderful, sending us so much content for these episodes, even though we're not doing them. Thank you, thank you. We're doing them now. We're back.
We're doing them now. We never stopped doing them. We just forgot and paused doing them.
Okay, I wouldn't say forgot's the right word. Anxiously, in the back of my head, I knew all along that people were expecting them, and the whole time, I'm just like, we're not doing it this month, are we?
Most things that I forget, they're anxiously also in the back of my mind, but... Yeah. It's just the word I use. Well, we're here for you today with a Between You and Us for the last month of 2020, I guess.
And for those who don't know, because we haven't done these in a while, this is where we read emails. We read reviews that you sent in to us via email of other people that you found. And for future reference, if you want to send us an email, send one to beach2sandy@gmail.com with Between You and Us in the subject. And we have literally thousands. So no promises we'll get you on there, but... You never know.
I'm gonna guarantee it.
Okay, she'll guarantee it. I won't let that happen. I am just gonna say, today might be your lucky day.
All right. Well, who wants to go start?
Sure, me.
Okay.
This first one I have is from Mindy. This was sent in. I love saying this. July 19th, 2019.
Oh, woof.
A year and a half ago. So Mindy might not be listening. We say that every time. Mindy says, "Hello, wonderful people. I love your podcast so much. My mom and I have recently started listening to it.
Precious.
And you two constantly have us bursting out laughing. Oh, how sweet. So here's one. This is a nice start. A nice start. This is of a Dollar Tree in Colonial Heights, Virginia. This is by Jay. 5 stars. Wow, chow. Look at me now. I've upgraded in life to full capacity. This Dollar Tree has it all. Food, candy, hygiene products, clothes, and best of all, wait for it, toys! Anyways, I'm happy to have found this Dollar Tree. Let me tell you something about this place that literally no one knows. Everything is a dollar or less. And wow, is that amazing, crazing, looking for the amazing. Great staff, great prices. Love this Dollar Tree. End of review.
This has really intense Ben the Pen vibes.
Ben the Pen, yes.
Combined with Kimmy Schmidt, I just got out of a bunker and I haven't seen, you know, a lollipop in 20 years.
And like, and Elf too. Oh gosh, it's a little bit of everything.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. Wow. Amazing, crazing. That's that is a nice start, a very comforting start.
Amazing, crazing, looking for the amazing. Yeah, I figured I'd start off with a nice 5-star to ease us into any kind of nonsense we get into.
Buff or whatever I'm about to say.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I have this email from Ada. And the subject is Thanksgiving reviews. Thought you should know. That's a little glimpse into this content. Okay. So Ada says, so hi guys, I was taking a leaf out of Christine's book and looking at reviews on Common Sense Media. I was looking at the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving thing and found this.
More now, sexy stuff?
This is a series of reviews by a child on commonsensemedia.org.
Yes.
Our favorite movie review website. This is written by teen, 14 years old. 3 stars of Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. There is much throwing of objects and use of mean words. Beware! Parents! There are several romantic relationships. You know what I mean.
Oh, no.
End of review.
That's making it so much worse. If you have to say, you know what I mean, that just... Now I don't. I did, and then I don't.
This title contains positive messages, positive role models, sexy stuff.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay, so then Ada says, I was intrigued that at the beginning of their username, it said Ada, which is my name, she, her pronouns. So I clicked on the profile and saw that they had reviewed several movies. So there are two more here that I'm going to read for you. She sent a few here. Here is another review by Ada, teen, 14 years old. This is a review of Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, Mickey's Monster Musical. 4 stars. Well, Mickey and Minnie do weird stuff. Also, I've never seen this movie, but I've seen the other Mickey Mouse clubhouses and they're really weird. IDK? Help! Please help me figure out what to do. You know what I mean.
Okay, if it's anything like your last review, I really, really can't help you with that.
The more detail she provides, the less I know what she means.
So true.
This title contains positive messages, positive role models, sexy stuff, and consumerism.
Oh, Ada's just throwing sexy stuff everywhere. I think Ada's at that point in life where you just see sexy stuff everywhere.
Oh, when it's not there. Yeah. 14 years old. All right, now I'm going to read one more. This is a review of the lovely Mike Ruffalo flick, 13 Going on 30, one of my favorites.
I thought you were
going
to say Lovely Bones. I was like,
Oh, no. Not that. I don't know if Ada would know what to do with herself. Okay, this is a 4-star review by Ada. Warning, this is a really sexy movie.
Mark Ruffalo, I mean, yeah.
Okay, listen. There are lots of stuff to look out for, parents. First of all, let me talk about the sex. There is a naked dude at this one part, and then he takes off his pants later. It's shown underwear and stuff and talks about things inappropriate for kids. There is a lot of kissing. Gross! Yuck! There are tons of bars in it, and there is verbal bullying! Plus, it talks about the 6 chicks, and there is showing of the stomach. You may want to talk to your kids before watching this about people taking showers. You know what I mean.
Oh my God. Stop. Stop saying it.
About people taking showers. You know what I mean. This title contains sexy stuff, drinking drugs and smoking, language, and violence and scariness. Oh.
It's so much worse if you say it, you know what I mean. It is so much worse.
Maybe she really is trying to strike fear into these parents.
I'll have to say, though, that is... I'm currently watching Married at First Sight for the first time ever. Like, the season 9, the ones that's on Netflix. That is exactly how I would describe it. That whole kissing thing. Like, I've watched and I've said gross out loud and ooh out loud. Because how gross and weird it is the way they present it.
But anyway, thank you, Ada. I think your namesake is kind of a genius, so I appreciate you finding those for me.
Yeah, thank you to both you Adas. You both are lovely. I love that. That was nice. I would love to see that kid review more stuff.
Yes, I do. I agree with that. I agree with that.
As uncomfortable as it made me. All righty. Also, wait, is 13 Going on 30 like a kid's movie? I never thought of it that way. Is it really?
It's like a preteen movie, like for
I don't know.
If not for kids, I guess, but like for teenagers, yeah.
Yeah, so it makes sense that they would review it. Yeah. I don't know if I've ever seen it. That's why.
Oh my God, Alexander, that's one of the few movies I've seen like at least 5 times.
Then I probably have and blocked it out of my memory. Okay. So here, this next one, this is from Maria, she, her, who says, hey, she for sibs. Sorry, hey, she for sisters. I had an awful experience at the Wendy's in my neighborhood and checked out the Google reviews to see if I was alone in my disappointment. So I'm going to read a couple of these. So here's the first one. 1 star by Petunia. Horrible customer service. We went to sit down to enjoy our meal, which prompted the employee who took our order to approach our table and ask us to leave, since they were closing in 10 minutes. No mention of this while we were placing our order inside. No apology, just unmannered, callous impropriety. Avoid this place like the plague if that is how concerned they are about the customer experience and there is no telling what they do to the food. End of review.
Oh my God, are you okay? You look worn out after that.
That was a lot. All for you ordering food 10 minutes before. Just because you did it inside doesn't mean that they... What? Get over yourself, okay? They have lives, too. They're human beings, and they would like to not have to wait around for you.
That word impropriety is very... I don't like it because it reminds me of the proprietor from the comic book episode.
Oh, gosh, yes. The zine one?
Yes. It's like the a zine? Lowly proprietor.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. That's probably who this is, honestly. So let me read another one. This is the one that... This is the one.
This is the one.
This is by Larry. 2 stars. Something was off. Weird, but there was no explanation. This location, in my one and only experience, cannot be called fast food. I ordered one of their combos, nothing customized, and it took a while. Ice had to be requested. I'm guessing Coke Modern machine was broken to dispense ice. Cashier was friendly and professional. Something felt somber about the location, or moment. Like, not all their staff was in place, or they are understaffed. It was not very clean. Not my regular Wendy's experience at all. All others are somewhat clean and quick and communicative if they have something going on. Food was perfect as usual, though. I'll try it again some other time. End of review.
Oh my God. I'm not breathing. Was that chapter 5 of The Lovely Bones?
I don't... Yes.
Something felt off in the air.
I thought this was some weird detective novel and then it got normal and then it got weird again and then it got normal at the end. I don't know.
I'm listening to like a crime novel on Audible right now and it has the exact same ring of like... The air felt somber, you know?
Yes. Inside the Wendy's. It's a Wendy's, friend. Come on. It's a Wendy's.
Oh.
And Maria said, I'm especially haunted by that review.
It's haunting. I agree. It is.
Here is a redemption of this Wendy's.
Great.
This is by Lily. 4 stars. The food came fresh and the people made me feel warmth. End of review.
Ignore that guy who says a cold chill passed through the air.
Yes.
Oh, my God. And I feel like that guy was sitting at one of the booths, like, trying to write, you know, the next detective novel, as you said.
Oh, my God. He was probably doing it by candlelight, which is the warmth that person felt.
After they closed, he hid in the bathroom. So here's the thing that's fun for me is that I put things in my Between You and Us folder over like months at a time, and usually we use them, but we haven't done one in so long that a lot of these I don't remember. So that's fun. This is one from Blair. I just gotta trust my past instincts, I guess. And Blair says,
someone has to.
It's really difficult for me, but so Blair says they discovered our podcast on Pocket Casts, which is also what I used. Or I use for podcasts, but apparently we were in the Discover section, so that's exciting.
Awesome.
To me. So there's this restaurant.
Wendy's. Am I supposed to be guessing?
What?
What restaurant? Wendy's? Outback Steakhouse?
Close. Farmer Boy restaurant.
Oh, Farmer's Boy. You don't know that one?
Farmer Boy?
That's a chain, no, but it's like, it I is? Think it's Farmers, Farmer.
It's called Farmer Boy in Akron,
Farmer
Ohio.
Boys. Farmer Boys?
No.
Is that not the chain?
Farmer Boy. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
There's a chain called Farmer Boys.
Okay.
Okay, this is definitely not part of the chain. I'm sorry. You're right.
Okay. Is there actually a chain?
Are you? Yeah, Farmer Boys.
Okay, if you say that one more time, I swear to God. Okay, so Blair sent in this 2-star review of Farmer Boy Restaurant in Akron by Carlos. 2 stars. If you're hoping to enjoy world-class food in an ordinary-looking restaurant south of Akron, Ohio, boy, did you take a wrong turn somewhere.
I did not know where that was going.
I didn't either, because I haven't read it in months.
No one would have that expectation.
Right. Google the phrase Barberton Chicken, the restaurants are nearby, and go there instead. Farmer Boys aimed squarely at the Denny's Golden Corral crowd, seniors living in the back... No wonder you knew about this place.
Uh-oh.
Farmer Boys aimed squarely at the Denny's Golden Corral crowd, seniors living in the backwoods whose tastes run to meat and potatoes and lots of them. It's a casual sit-down restaurant that serves very large meals. They aim for mediocre diner quality and usually get there. It's fairly easy to get a decent meal of food here if you don't ask the kitchen to stretch. Breakfasts are fine, although your bacon will be fatty and often under or overcooked, but the Waffle House offers better. Sandwiches are fine as long as you don't mind frozen burgers and chicken patties. Dinner specials like Swiss steak, pork chops, roast turkey, the stuff you'd expect, are blandly spiced but otherwise decently made. Order the gyro or chicken marsala and you deserve what you get. The desserts, which are made locally, are superb. Usually I don't have room because the portions are huge. Service is really slow because it's usually packed. That sinks the all-you-can-eat fish fry because you'll be lucky to have 5 pieces before everyone else is done. If you're wondering why I reviewed it, it's because it's Grandma's favorite restaurant. She gets worked up about stuff like corned beef hash, a bread basket, or a tuna melt with crisp french fries. Thank you for letting me vent. Thank God she doesn't have internet access because this review might kill her. End of review.
Okay, I weirdly love that one.
I know, it felt like he was, what do you call it? It's cathartic for him.
Yes, 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 agreed. And honestly, it sounds like Farmer Boy is exactly as you'd expect.
Just like square in the middle of middle America. Like, they know what they're doing. They know their audience.
Exactly.
The fact that they sell chicken marsala is slightly questionable, but who knows?
That is true. But everything else, like, the review was very, okay, I know exactly what kind of place this is. It makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
And I love the reviewer's grandmother, that's for sure.
I do too. She seems like a hoot.
Doesn't have internet access. Oh, man. Okay, my next one, this is from Nicole, who was looking for a 3-in-1 coffee packet. So, is that like,
what
I don't
is
even
that?
Know what that is. The creamer, like,
oh, where it has like the like a stirrer and a cream, like in a hotel.
I probably should have looked it up. shouldn't I have?
It sounds
okay. I feel like we're learning something, and I probably should have learned this ahead of time. But I'm gonna tell you what this is.
Okay.
Once I figure it out.
Okay.
Okay. Forget about your creamer and sugar. Simply mix the pre-mixed 3-in-1 coffee powder with hot water. You get to enjoy this yummy coffee in as little as 30 seconds.
What?
So basically, like, it's like, coffee. Yeah. So I was right in what I thought it was. It's coffee, sugar, and creamer all in one packet.
Oh, that's fun.
Which seems like
pretty
I'm surprised
easy.
that exists. Technology nowadays, am I right?
Am I right?
This is a 3-star reviews of the Copico Blanca 3-in-1 creamy coffee mix, 10 sachets, sachets? What the fuck?
Oh, I don't know how to say that word.
Damn it, we're struggling today. times 30 grams. Okay, so here we go. 3 stars.
Sachets.
Verified purchase.
Sorry.
No, sachet away.
But just sachet. It's just such a fun way to say it. Sachet.
It is sachet.
It probably is. It's just,
that's what it's telling me. Sachet.
I'm sure you're right.
Thinking like satchel, sachet. Okay.
Oh, I knew a guy named Satchel one time.
Oh.
He lived on my floor in college. He didn't know how to close one eye at a time, so it was hard for him because he was in ROTC.
Is that something that gets you kicked out?
Well, he also didn't know how to swim, so he had to take a lot of extra tutoring on the side.
He got tutored to swim and to blink?
And to wink one eye.
I mean.
So he could look into like a a target or whatever.
Oh, you're not supposed to close one eye when you look into a scope, like a rifle scope.
Well, sure. I don't know why he was supposed to do it. Maybe to swim. Maybe he didn't know how to close his eyes at all. I don't know.
But as an Ohioan, my psychiatrist was like, okay, this sounds very alarming. Please don't be alarmed. I am fine. But my psychiatrist asked me if I've shot a gun before. I can't believe I just said that.
Why?
And I was like, I'm from Ohio. I have shot a gun before.
I've never shot a gun. I didn't know you shot a gun.
Christina, I've shot many
guns. What?
I had friends in Kentucky. Of course I've shot guns.
I live in Kentucky. I've never shot a gun.
I went down to Kentucky and shot guns sometimes just for fun. And then... in Austria, I shot remember like a Dragunov, like a sniper. It was a whole thing.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
Did you have to close one eye?
At an AR-15. No, but I got a bullseye.
No wonder you know about closing your eyes. You should tell Satchel, my friend.
Where was I?
I'm sorry. I don't know.
Let's read a review of this 3-in-1 creamy coffee mix.
Yes.
It is sweet and creamy. I like it so much, just it's kind of hard to drink every day. It makes me tired of this coffee, but I want it sometimes. End of review.
Okay.
I don't know why I thought this was so weirdly funny. Like, 3-star review, I want it sometimes.
It's like the people who think everyone needs to hear their every thought and word in their head. It's like when we were little and you would get in the car and go, I have a story, and Mom and I would go, oh God. And then you would just talk in circles and squares and rhombuses. And we'd be like, what is he getting at? His therapist wants him to shoot a gun? What? How did we get to this point?
Yeah, we're actually going on a date this weekend to the shooting range.
Oh, my God. Have you ever shot a gun before? Wink. Oh, my God.
And then that's how I learned it. I winked at her and she was like, no. Like, you don't actually close an eye.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding. Coronavirus, I'm not going on a date to a shooting range this weekend, I promise.
You're going on a date to Golden Corral.
No, if you want COVID, that's the way to get it.
Yeah, that's true. Ew.
Anyway, I'm done with that one.
Okay. So I have one here from Maddie Schieffer. Wait, yeah, no. Maddie, who says, you may be wondering about the subject. Well, I'm petitioning to be your adoptive sister, niece, or one of your daughters.
Okay, wait, sister, adoptive niece. Okay, how would that work? So does...
Adopted sister, niece. I don't know. I mean, maybe Francisco would have to adopt her.
Francisco would adopt her. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
And that's one of the reasons... Oh, you can choose. And that's one of the reasons you should adopt me. I'm very considerate. Another reason you should adopt me is that I think you're so funny and will laugh at all your jokes. I'm your own personal hype woman. I'm also an Enneagram, too. Me, too. Okay, anyway.
I'm convinced. We can talk about this later, but I'm convinced.
Yeah, I'm convinced. We'll be calling you. I won't be because I have phone anxiety, but Alexander will. Mm-hmm. As to further show that I would make a good Schieffer edition, I have, in fact, stumbled upon an amazing review of a cafe in my hometown of Grand Rapids, Michigan. This is a review of Paris Cafe. Paris Cafe and Desserts. What?
What are they talking? That's in France.
Is that not the most Michigan thing ever? Ugh. Remember that review about bagels in Michigan?
Unfortunately,
sometimes I think about that.
No, that's also a very Ohio thing. Ohio has fucking names of cities that are just from every other country.
Yeah, Indiana does that too. It must be a Midwest thing. Like, there's like London, so Kentucky. There's like they all have these names.
I love how we say Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, and the first city is London, Kentucky.
In my head, it's all the same.
Midwest.
Okay, this is a review of Paris Cafe and Desserts. It's a 2-star review by Putin Words. Oh dear. It's called Sad Decline. When this place opened, it was great, but every year it's gotten worse and worse. They screw up orders, it's dirty, and the food, save the desserts, is a waste of your time. The Swiss cheese is not really Swiss cheese, but it's that fake no-hole cheese. I can't go back. I struggled between 1 and 2 stars, but I figured it could be worse. End of review.
Wait, fake no whole cheese, so like more cheese than what you wanted,
I guess, right? I kind of misread it at first. I thought I said it's a fake kind with holes in it, but then I think he means the opposite, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh my God,
what
a Okay, sorry. Let me read the last paragraph of Maddie's email. It says, I have in fact been to this cafe. It has amazing desserts and their food is great. Clearly I've not been victimized by that fake no whole cheese like Putin Words has. I generally make it a rule not to take advice by people whose usernames include the name of political leaders who are friends with Trump. But I mean, the Swiss cheese had no holes. To be clear, I'm being sarcastic, a classic Schieffer trait. Anyway, please consider this my application to be part of your family. Yours, Maddie Schieffer. And then it says, P.S. I am now realizing that maybe that guy's username was Put in Words, not Putin Words.
Oh,
and I also thought it was Putin.
Christina. I just assumed it was like...
or underscore or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Something like that. Wow.
I was like,
you two are meant for each other after this.
Wow, that's embarrassing. Well, Maddie,
where are your brains at?
We clearly have the same mind, so welcome to the family.
If that person happens to be listen to our show, might be screaming, Putin, no, it's not Putin. I swear, what the heck?
I was like, wow, what an aggressive username.
Yeah, you and Maddie are meant for each other. So I have one more.
Okay.
This was sent in by Katie, who said, hello, Schieffer, and they spelled it many different ways at the end, however you spell it, Sibs. And the first way that they spelled it was correct.
Oh.
So, good job. My fiance and I love your podcast. He listens to it at work because of my raving recommendation of you guys. Between furnishing a new apartment and wedding planning, we've read a lot of reviews. Here are two of my faves. So, this is a review. It doesn't have the exact product, but it, based on the review, it seems to be like a mattress protector.
Okay.
And I decided to use this because it wouldn't be a Between You and Us episode if I didn't make everyone uncomfortable.
Oh, God, really?
And it's weirdly relevant. Unfortunately relevant to the Common Sense Media reviews that you read earlier.
Oh, no.
This is a one-star review titled, Not for Adult Use.
Oh, no.
Verified purchase. Size queen. I can't with this. What did
Sander,
I do
Sander, why do you do this?
Because I'm really glad I picked this when you did that Common Sense Media one. It is so fucking eerie. Okay, here we go.
Okay. I can't. I hate you.
My wife's a bit of a squirter, if you know what I mean.
You know what I mean?
This is the opposite of the other one.
This is that person's you didn't parent.
You also didn't have to say, if you know what I mean, but it's so like, what Yikes. Else could you mean?
Yikes. Yeah, there's no vagueness to that comment whatsoever.
Exactly. You're not being subtle, and then you throw that in there.
Oh, God.
Okay. So let me read that again.
No.
Starting from the beginning. My wife's a bit of a squirter, if you know what I mean. So we bought this to protect our brand new mattress. After 2 weeks, we decided to wash the sheets. Only to find our mattress looked like it had gone through 1945 Berlin. It was horrible. This product did nothing to protect the mattress, save an extra layer of cloth to be soaked. 10 out of 10, would not recommend. Very bad investment. Terrible product. End of review. 129 people found this helpful.
Oh no!
It won't let me hit the helpful button. Weird. Oh, it's just a screenshot.
You know what I mean. Oh, that's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks yep. for that.
You're welcome.
Everybody.
Yeah, you're welcome, everyone. Well, like I said, it wouldn't be a Between You and Us without something like that. But seriously, thank you, Katie, and your fiance. And good luck with your
Be careful what you're
apartment
about to say.
And wedding planning.
Okay, good.
Oh, my God.
You paused for a long time.
Wait, did I not mention that Katie's the one who like wrote the review?
Stop.
I'm kidding.
It was actually okay. Just a post-it note she mailed you.
just telling me a story, yeah. Just like just a little note, like, just for me.
That
like,
was here. When we were on our date at the Golden Corral. I asked how our weekend went. Okay, this is a review sent in by, I believe, Rochelle, I think is how you say it. And it says, hey there, while I was browsing shirts for Pride, I came across this beauty. I know descriptions aren't technically reviews, but holy guacamole, you need to tag your Bruce Lee fans for this one. And don't forget to thank a farmer while you're at it. So this is, you know how I love descriptions of things that don't make sense on the internet
yes.
and aren't really reviews? Well, this is from tshirtclassic.com and it, I'll show it to you. It's a rainbow kind of long sleeve shirt that says Love Wins. Can you see
mm-hmm,
it?
Mm-hmm, I see it.
Okay. And this was sent in May of 2020. I'm just going to say it's Pride Month every month on this show.
Yes.
Since I clearly didn't read it until now. Okay. This is the description of this lovely t-shirt on t-shirtclassic.com. You need to get this. Tag someone that is a Bruce Lee fan and needs this shirt. Watercolor LGBT Love Wins Rainbow Paint Shirt. You will always be comfortable, but still stylish. Buy now, limited quantities. If you are an active person and love motorcycles, this is a very attractive product. Would you be able to bring me the tank top to the Hope Run that morning? I don't make it to Nevada that often.
What is going on?
I feel like I'm nervous.
Don't read this aloud. There's something... Something's going to happen. Bad things are going to happen.
I'm a sleeper agent, and that's the end of the sentence.
Yep.
No joining fee this month. Come on down and check us out. My martial arts home with my cool t-shirts. The next time you slip into that comfy cotton shirt or eat delicious farm fresh food, thank a farmer. I have my first girly flower shirt. Love it. Oh my God, this made me cry. Lovely children to give gifts the way they did. Oh, now it sounds like it's reading someone's phone conversations, right? And like transcribing
this,
them.
This is scary, Christy. Something scary is happening.
Uh-oh.
The AI pulled this from somewhere.
Yeah, ew.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this made me cry. Lovely children to give gifts the way they did. I hope I'm a few more years off my children knowing the truth.
Oh.
I hadn't read that far before.
Oh my God.
What the fuck? Okay, this gets even weirder. I hope I'm a few more years off my children knowing the truth. Keep them children. I can't hide the presents. My girls are almost 5 and almost 6, so I've told them mommy buys them and sends them to Santa. Some are for them and some go to the kiddies that don't have anything. They love this and talk about it. We already do the reverse calendar for our local food bank. You can
Wait,
see
can
more.
Wait, can we pause?
What?
Did that person just say that they tell their children that they buy gifts to send to Santa Claus, who then gives them back? Yeah. And to other kids? So basically this parent is saying, oh yeah, I'm responsible for all the needy children getting toys.
I love that she's like, my children love that about me. It's like, but yeah, it's not real.
My children think I am the most selfless person in the world.
Wow, Alexander, that's a really good point. Anyway, we already do the reverse calendar for our local food bank. You can see more about this product at t-shirtclassic.com. End of
product. Okay, I'm convinced that this person who sent this in, who was it?
I think it's pronounced Rochelle. It's like Rachel with Rochelle. An S. Rochelle?
I'm convinced that they work for t-shirtclassic.com and this is some sort of
oh no,
guerrilla marketing campaign.
Oh no.
I'm kidding. That is something. And alarming. Weirdly alarming. It feels like I just walked into a Wendy's, you know? Like things are just, it's really unsettling.
There's a chill in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so weird because it started off like kind of on brand, like it was like,
well, no, it did not, Christina. What was the first line? Bruce Lee?
Tag someone that's a Bruce Lee fan. Okay, that's
it. Did not at all.
Okay, but no, it says you will always,
it went in and out.
It
for
says
sure.
You will always be comfortable and stylish if you are an active person and love motorcycles.
Yeah, the motorcycle bit. There's a bit for everything.
I don't make it to Nevada that often. What?
Like, I wonder. Okay. I don't know, like, if some sketchy websites might pull designs from elsewhere.
Right.
And steal them and then try to sell them. And I'm wondering if they grabbed some sort of description, but it, like, got messed up and, yeah, like, just pulled
just
so much and pulled the wrong thing.
Auto-populated.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm, like, wondering how that works, but...
It sounds like a phone, like, a one-sided phone conversation.
Yes, definitely. Especially the thing about the kids not finding out. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that... It's creepy beyond all belief.
Yeah, there's some creepy stuff in here. This is like Dan Brown level.
Oh, weird, because I went to t-shirtclassic.com and it's a picture of the Pope upside down. I'm trying to think of what Dan Brown is about. I haven't read it in a long time.
Oh, he's about the Pope, that's for sure.
Only upside down, though. Okay, I went to t-shirtclassic.com. Oh, my God. Alexander, this whole website is like this.
There's something scary in here. Blood inside me. Holiday Inn, COVID-19, 2020. I can't stay at home shirt.
Oh my God.
What? As protests swell around Blood Inside Me, Holiday Inn, COVID-19, 2020. I can't stay at home shirt. The world in the wake of death at the hands of many. Christina, what is happening?
Oh my God.
The what?
I'm so scared. scared. I'm so scared.
Fashion is reckoning with its own role in systemic racism. While many brands have issued Instagram statements pledged to evaluate their own companies and shared educational resources, there's much more work yet to be done. Wait, what?
Well, this Grateful Sloth reindeer Christmas shirt is all about the Steelers and which players they drafted this year, so...
Really? Yeah, yeah. It's definitely pulling from some sort of site. Yeah, like it's like different sites. And probably for keywords. Greeks for Trump.
Oh my god, what?
Is right next to a shirt that says, grab him by the ballot.
Oh my
They've god. Got a little everything of everything. All I need is insulin and my cat. Christina.
Well, I found my new shirt. What happens at the farm stays at the farm.
Oh, no. Oh, Christina, this is insane. Christina.
This is scary.
Christina, I am so nervous. Listen to this. Wheeling headlights raked aisles of pines through which the road serpentined at a sharp grade upward, out at last into a hilltop clearing where a rambling structure sat of undressed logs with deep verandas and windows of ingratiating warmth. Do you know what shirt that's for?
What?
Greeks for Trump. I am so confused. Christina, it's literally like I googled part of that phrase and it's just a bunch of t-shirt companies. The Lone Wolf Returns. It's from a book by Louis Joseph Vance.
What? Where are they published getting this?
In 2019. Wait, The Lone Wolf Returns. Christina, it's literally just pulling keywords from a random book.
Ew.
That's from a 1923 novel. It just grabbed random words and like phrases and things for keywords, most likely.
Okay, well, here you go. This is a t-shirt called... This yeah,
is too much fun.
Yeah, I've got OCD... Old, cranky, and dangerous.
No. Oh, my God.
Come to the dark side. Okay. These well, wow.
I'm going to suggest no one buy anything from this site. I'm putting that out there. So
don't
y'all
worry.
Don't think this is some weird
Alexander, don't
ad.
Worry. The humor hasn't left. Among their designs, you'll find a bulldog holding a red bra or a snake crushing a train car. It's all about power and a winning attitude.
Excuse me?
That's the OCD old cranky and
oh
dangerous.
Oh my god.
Shirt. By the way, it's a picture of a cat, so I don't really get it, but I'm into it. I'm really into it.
Are you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is so fucking weird. I'm so sketched out here.
This is the scariest thing that's ever happened to me, guys.
I clicked about us to look at their about us. A pop-up came up that said someone in Ekwok, Alaska, USA purchased a Mickey middle finger mask North Carolina Tar Heels shirt.
Oh no.
It says all products are proudly printed in the US
bullshit
in the United States and their support number is a Norway number.
Oh great. That's not sketchy at all.
On their main bar at the top it says holiday, but holiday is spelled wrong.
Oh good. Well, here's the shirt for you. Always, this is what I want you to remember as my closing. Okay. When I die, these are going to be my last words. Always be yourself, unless you can be a shark. That's it. That's the shirt.
You know who I think would like this?
Tim?
No, the grandma who likes Farmer Boy.
Oh, yes.
I think she'd spend have a lot of money.
There was one called, like, welcome to today's specials, low on patience and lots of coffee. I was like, okay, that really does sound like a catalog for grandmas.
Yeah, there's one that says, there's a witch on it, and it says, assuming I'm just an old lady was your first mistake.
Oh, God.
I don't know what the next mistake was, but...
Alexander?
Yeah?
This complete scheme is not to always be yourself unless you can be a shark shirt, be explained by the existence of a strong animosity toward the Jews.
Oh! Chris, they need to work on where they're pulling these things from.
Animosity between racial groups expressed itself in bloody riots. But the form the conflict took, the high degree of religious and national enthusiasm which it evoked, and the powerful aid that enthusiasm gave to the propaganda which was preparing itself were directly consequent upon the character of Antiochus, the god manifest. That's the, always
excuse
be yourself
me?
Unless you can be a shark shirt.
Christina.
Thank a farmer.
Thank a farmer, everyone. Okay.
Rochelle, I don't know what you've done, but it's not good.
Yeah, that took a turn.
Also, tell me if I'm pronouncing your name correctly. I hope so.
We got lost in that one. That was a lot. I think I need a nap.
That was horrible. I have a headache.
That was a lot.
Yeah, it was.
My stomach hurts.
Mine too.
I hope everyone who's listening is doing okay. This is what you get. You they asked for it. They've been bothering us in the nicest way.
Yeah, how do you feel?
Bothering us for more Between You and Us. Like, where are those episodes that you promised us? Why aren't you living up to our expectations that you set, and it's your fault? Well, here you go.
Well, as my favorite t-shirt site puts it, let me pour you a tall glass of Get Over It. Oh, and here's a straw to so you can suck it up, dragon shirt. That's how I feel.
Same.
Oh my God, Alexander. Literally says, Alexander, the first line of this, I'm not kidding, says, it's one of the dumbest inside jokes I've ever seen in a podcast. It shows how truly bad the fan base for this podcast can be. With how they keep pushing it, even now after over a month. It's not funny. It's not something I want as a fan of the podcast.
What?
Oh my God.
This is so fucking weird, y'all.
This is freaky. I was like, are they listening?
I'm uncomfortable.
I mean, I'm sure they're listening at this point, but...
It's just super sketchy. So yeah, no one buy this shit.
No, don't buy it. This is scaring me. Anyway.
Whoa, how are we all?
All right. Where are we? Let's go to bed. I'm done.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Hope you enjoyed the first one back in a while. We're a little rusty, if you can't tell.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, we'll have more of this. So if you want to submit your own, send us an email, beach2sandy@gmail.com. And please put Between You and Us in the subject. Thank you very much. And if you've already sent one without it in the subject, no need to resend.
All righty. Well, we'll see you next time.
See you maybe 6 months.
And as always, as I always say on this show, always be yourself. Unless you can be a shark.
Be a shark. Bye.